This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Tuesday to you. Might be a couple straggler tickets still available for DGS Eastside. Go to 971talk.com to buy those up, and we will see you on March 26th. So, Tony, you're getting weird texts?
Yeah. Man, let me pull one of them up.
Oh,
because, here, I'll show you these. So I'm getting, from various different numbers, essentially the same text. It's a bunch of different symbols, like the slash sign, the pound sign, and then a bunch of numbers, and then it says, Llama Facebook, CUA ban, and then a bunch of numbers and letters and weird... just a weird string of, but they all say Llama Facebook CUA ban.
The and weirdest part is they're all from Sue Thomas.
They're all from different numbers. Here's one. And I have a whole bunch of them. I think it's Spanish.
It looks like it.
Llama Facebook Cuban.
I wonder if your Facebook got hacked and your number is listed on there, and that's why you're getting this.
I've got that message, essentially the same message from a bunch of different numbers. Slightly, the message is slightly different, except for like the code, the weird numbers around it are a little different, but that sentence in the middle is always the same.
That made a weird noise. It was like
it did.
I think it was my nose. It was my nose.
Was it?
Oh.
I thought it was me.
I thought it was like his vest rubbing against the mic.
Might have been your beard hit the mic, because my nose hit the mic too.
I don't know if you noticed, but I bought a new vest that's exactly like my old vest. So
that's nice.
It's a little unwieldy. I'm not sure how to wear it yet.
So should I do something about this, or should I just ignore it?
I would ignore it.
I'm starting
until
to get,
I had a reason not to.
I'm starting to get them a lot.
I went through a weird thing recently. I change my cell phone number every 2 or 3 years just because. And so I changed it a few weeks ago. And I know this now because I had to research it because of what I'm about to tell you. But typically when you get rid of a cell phone number, whoever it is, Sprint, whatever, they keep it out of circulation for 90 days and then they'll give it to someone new.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was longer than that.
Evidently... they gave me, because I just went online with Sprint,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to change my number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want a 314 or a 636? Thought I'd change it up. I'll go 636. Here you go. Here's your number.
Why were you allowed to make that decision?
I don't know.
That's funny.
It literally happened online.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, here you go. Here's your new number. Here's how to activate it. Great. Done. And I immediately started getting texts for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it was clear that these people, you know.
Once again, trying to get in touch with Sue Thomas.
Yes. Long story short.
What?
Long story short.
They had a relationship with this woman?
Yeah. It's like they legit thought that this was still her phone.
Right.
One was her sister saying like, hey, but here, they got really mean. They got really belligerent with me. And I'm like, look.
With you or with her?
With me.
Oh, okay. Because you were trying to reply.
I'm like, listen. I just got a new number.
Yeah.
I didn't seek out your sister's number.
Right.
And then they said, can you see her old texts and photos? No, I don't have her phone.
That's not the way that works.
I don't have her phone.
I just got her number. But then I would get texts like all night. And then one guy was like, bro, first of all, you don't know if I'm a man or a woman. I could be a 92-year-old woman.
Right.
F off.
Right.
But it's kind of stopped now because I just kept blocking him. Every time I'd get one, I'd just block it. At first, that was really nice. Oh, hey, I think your friend got rid of her number. Clearly, I don't know why, but they gave it to me.
Yeah, and Dave was doing this in front of me at one point, and I was like, don't answer them. Yeah. They don't care. Like, you don't have to do anything for these people.
But the
just
thing
block
is,
them.
If I texted Rach's number, and hey, I'm sorry, you got the wrong number. Oh, this was my, I might ask one question. Really, this was my friend's number yesterday. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I would stop, I would find Rach. I would find another way to find her and ask, why can't I get a hold of you?
Yeah, I would appreciate it if you did, if somebody told me that.
Right.
So do you think that they didn't believe you and thought that it was this woman trying to brush them off, or do you think they were trying to harass you for, quote, stealing
Both.
Her number?
Both. I think they were younger. I could just tell by the way they were speaking that they were younger.
Okay.
But I think I think they were stupid. And I think it was both those things. I think that she really did probably want to get rid of these people. And now I know why, because they're idiots. Mm-hmm. But then, two, they seemed to think that I was some sort of genius hacker that had gone in
you
and
had victimized this
stolen
woman.
Stolen her soul or something. Yeah. So.
I made a huge mistake probably 10 or 15 years ago. I was with a friend. And we were hanging out. We were actually on a little John boat fishing and having a few drinks and just having a good, fun Saturday. And somebody texted me, and it was real, the way they talked was like really full of slang and like, what's up? You know, like, da da da. So I responded.
You started messing with them.
I started responding. And, so they're responding, I'm responding, my friend is, helping me with responses, and it was like, this is, we're messing with this guy, and then, telling him, you have the wrong number, he kept messing with us, so we kept messing with him, and then the day was over, I went to bed, I woke up, and it was months that this person kept texting me.
Even for what reason?
Just to try to keep on, I guess just to keep messing with me. I can't remember that. I mean, like I said,
was it playful or was it mean?
It was like mean. It started as kind of like back and forth.
Yeah.
But then they started to get real mean.
Hmm.
And then I made the mistake of replying a couple times And then that just made it worse, and then I just ignored it. And then finally, after literally probably 2 or 3 months of ignoring fairly regular texts, it finally stopped. Yeah.
But what's wrong with people?
So I watched that documentary, I Love You Now Die, about the girl who her boyfriend killed herself, and then she went to prison because she told him to kill himself. Anyway, it has nothing to do with that, but they had all these psychologists on talking about speaking to someone through the computer or speaking to someone through text. And the reason why you might act a little differently, or you wouldn't pick up on those social clues, or even when someone says, hey, stop talking to me, there's like a barrier up. And besides the fact that you can't see them or touch them, you're kind of having a conversation with yourself when you text. Like, I could send a text message to Tony, and when he texts me back, I'm the one assigning all the context, all of the tone. Even if you're very explicit with your punctuation marks and this, it's all about how you interpret it. So you're kind of having a conversation with yourself. You're having an inner monologue, even though there's another person on the other side of that line. So that warps our perception. So it might seem so crazy to one of us to be like, well, why would you keep texting? Why would you send mean things to a person you don't know? Why would this and this? There's some people who they're having the conversation with themselves. It's not really about us on the other side of the line.
It happens with people who are very good friends or married. You know, I mean, text really has caused so many fights and breakups where maybe it should happen anyway. But you really do. That's absolutely so true that you are the one assigning all of the. And if your default is people hate me, I'm sure this person is just trying to say this or that, when maybe they don't care at all.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
How many people do you know have had the same cell phone number the entire time you've known them?
You know what's funny? I don't know because I no longer know people's numbers.
Right.
Because it's just...
Man, I had like two people. My brother and my friend Jamie had this. Both had the same number forever. And then I think within the last year, they both have changed.
I have had the same cell phone number my entire life.
Really? You've never changed?
It's never changed. And I was like... I was there for the initial everybody's getting cell phones.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like I just got my first cell phone mm-hmm. 5-10 years ago. I was there when we all switched mm-hmm. over from pagers to cell phones. And I know two people. There's still two of my friends. We kind of joke about it when we see each other that we're like the last three people on earth mm-hmm. that have the same. And they're probably the only two numbers that I know by heart because that was back.
Yeah.
When you
had to know their number.
When you were used to remembering number, even if you could save them in your cell phone at the time, you were just so used to memorizing telephone numbers because that's the way you had to do it. So I still know their two numbers by heart, whereas I really have to think about Christine's. Like I just pretty much in the last couple of months have been able to even try to get Christine's cell phone number right. And you know
I've
why?
Looked.
And you know the reason why? Because it's the Schnucks
code. Oh, the rewards
it's our rewards
app.
Code is her cell phone. So I got sick of having to pull her number up in my phone every time I was
That's
checking
funny.
Out at Schnucks.
I've looked really sketchy.
It's probably the only reason I committed
a few
it to
times
memory.
The past 3 weeks or so. Because I've been in situations where people will ask me for my cell number and I legit don't know it. Because I just changed it.
Right.
A couple of businesses where they're like, oh, yeah, let me just look it up. What's your cell phone? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. I've had the same phone number, which scares me sometimes because.
You could have some ghosts
a lot of
getting
people,
a hold of you.
This
a lot of people
sucks.
Have had my number.
I think I've lost my driver's license.
Oh.
Dave. Just,
I keep every.
Time to go get that real ID.
Get a wallet, man.
Bro.
Then you won't lose your credit cards and your driver's license.
A wallet.
Have you ever had a wallet?
Yeah.
When's the last time?
Long. I mean, not probably since I've had the show.
Do you even have that clip?
No.
You don't even have the clip? You just put everything in your pocket?
Yeah, I'm just Beaver Cleaver.
Yeah. I've done a lot of...
feel really judged right now.
Oh, I mean, I'm just feeling bad for you because now you're going to have to go get your real ID and you don't have your birth certificate or any of that stuff you were saying a few weeks ago. So you're kind of in
suck.
A bad position, Dave.
No, it's going to suck.
Maybe you should just get like a money clip or something that you could keep your driver's license in.
I think I know where my birth certificate is.
Can I bring up a real topic?
Yeah,
I don't know how much
sure.
time we have left.
A couple minutes.
I saw an article today and it was, how do we tell our kids what we did to the climate? You know,
like personally,
right? It's
right.
like
it's one of those things where it's like everyone was doing it, so I don't feel the need to.
Yeah.
If I have a child one day, I don't need to sit them down and be like, "Look, fossil fuels." Like they're gonna get it. They're gonna read about it in
like,
books.
I owned a car and
right.
I put gas in my car,
and again,
and I lived my life.
Air conditioning,
and again,
so sorry, so ashamed.
The vast, vast, vast majority of the pollution that has been done to the atmosphere is from China and India.
Yeah.
So are we supposed to tell our kids what our, like, our time period
That's what I'll
did?
Tell them. Look, they're these horrible, horrible people.
Humanity
They're called the
general.
Chinese and
but
the
I'm,
Indians.
No, but I'm just saying, like, how do you, what do they mean? Like, oh, I drove a car.
It was on Huffington Post. So I think it means that.
But even if
how
even
you,
the fact,
how will you explain your shame to
but
your
even
kids?
The fact that I drove a car isn't the main reason behind the situation that we're in with the atmosphere. So
right.
even if I would have just ridden my bike my whole life, even if everybody in America would have ridden their bikes their whole life, we would still be pretty much in the same situation. So
yeah, it's just one of those art. People are trying to be woke to the point where it's like, how do we tell the children? I don't know, man. Just let them read about it.
Let them learn the way I learned.
I'm not going to sit down with my niece and be
when
like.
I was in elementary school learning that I don't know what it was, every day, every week, whatever it was, like two football fields of the rainforest are burned down every week. Like, I remember learning that. That was bad. I remember learning that in school.
Yeah.
I didn't hold my parents responsible.
How like, dare you cut down all those trees?
Dad, how come you didn't tell me about what you guys have been doing to the rainforest?
Just put it down.
Is this the thing that you had to do for Wiggins?
Just put it down. Yeah.
Okay.
Yours was handwritten?
Wiggins came in today very much like a director. It's like Stanley Kubrick coming in and talking to Jack Nicholson. And he's like, hey.
Oh, my God.
I got your lines, but what I meant for you to do was to ad-lib a song. And I must have just stared at him.
Yeah.
Because he goes, I can write it if you want. And I'm like, yeah, why don't you do that? So then he wrote what you're reading.
Was everyone... You hear that sound?
Yeah, that's weird.
That was weird.
I think you do have corona.
Maybe. I kind of hope I do. Was everybody else's lines really, really short? I had like three.
Mine were pretty copious.
Four.
I think I'm going to be the star of this one.
Yeah. Every other time I've had a lot. This time I had hardly any.
I was not given any lines.
Oh, that's crap.
I'm not in the play.
Aw.
I know. I feel really left. I was having a hard day yesterday, and my ego was bruised on several fronts when it came to radio. And when I found out I didn't have any lines, I got a little upset.
Insult to injury.
Now I'm fine. Now I'm actually, after reading the song, right. I'm happy that I'm not a part of it.
Yes. Yeah. You can just sit back and laugh at us.
I was like, he can't even find a part for me.
Mine was like 12 words. Like, it was two or three sentences, all very short. And in fact, I recorded them, and he won't look at me when I'm recording them because I think he thinks I'm going to laugh or he's going to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
So I get done, and he's just still looking away. And then he's like, are you done? And I was like, yeah, that's... That's all
I
you gave me.
I read on the paper,
That's
Wig.
All you gave me. And he was like, oh, okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.